Sorry. So put the microphone right on top of you.
Okay, on everybody's left, we have linebacker Brant Mitchell. Everybody's right, we have safety Corey Griffin. We'll open it right up for questions.
This is for both of you. Were you surprised about the fourth down play call by Virginia Tech?
I wasn't. I mean, if they're going to win the game, they better go for it all. So.
Pretty much along the same lines. I mean, they made a great call. We just made a great play.
Brant, you missed some time with some injuries, and Bruce was obviously playing pretty well in your absence, and it seemed like you kind of stepped up and had a big game today. Your game back, what was it like?
I'm just happy to be back, man. You know, be out for a little while, it kind of teaches you not to take things for granted, you know. And, you know, I'm happy to be back out there with my guys and happy to seal a win today.
Corey, this one for Brandon, one of you guys. Kind of, you've been in this situation over and over again this season. It hasn't worked out the way you wanted to. Kind of, what was the mood when you guys came back on the field, up six, trying to hold the lead?
Basically, we knew what the situation was. And if you look at the pass, they made one more play than we did. So we held each other to a high standard. And today, we knew we had to make one more play than they did, and we did. So.
Yeah, like Corey said, I mean, it's been a reoccurring thing that we can't close a game. And that's something that we wanted to prove wrong to everybody that's watching. And that's not us. And, you know, we showed it today that, you know, we can seal a win.
Talk a little bit about Johnny and that position he was put in after, you know, not playing that much until the last couple of games. You know, talk about his performance, if you would.
Well, Johnny, he's an excellent player when he's focused and, you know, ready to play. And Step went down, and, you know, it was next man up, and he was prepared, he was ready, and, you know, I take my hat off to him.
It seems like you guys have a pretty aggressive game plan today. You were able to run around and make some plays, like the screen pass that you had a big hit on. Was that the game plan that you guys were going to be aggressive? And how happy were you to limit Virginia Tech to not many yards, probably like four or so?
Well, going into the game, we knew it was pretty much quarterback option. You know, the quarterback's a great player, running back's a great player. And, you know, the quarterback can throw the ball pretty well as well. But, you know, we pretty much knew if we stopped the run that, you know, we could, you know, pretty much probably get this game. So that was our game plan going in. So,
Brant, do you feel like you guys did some delayed blitzing and maybe some spy stuff on Josh Jackson? It seemed like you guys got some good hits on him and got him a little – it seemed like he was just a little bit off rhythm. Do you feel like that was – kind of a contributing factor for you guys getting some stops on defense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Our game plan was to blitz them, make them make a decision fast, especially on third down. We play a lot of man and stuff and see what they can do.
Anything else for Brant or Corey?
Cam Phillips, one of the best receivers in the nation, 2 catches, 8 yards. Talk about how Lance and either one of you, how Lance and Steph did outside on him today.
The guys did a great job. Take my hat off to, you know, everybody on defense as well as those guys. You know, Cam Phillips is, you know, their leading receiver and their go-to guy. So anytime, you know, we can take the ball out of their go-to guy's hand is a plus. So.
Just sitting up in the press box, it looked like things started to get a little chippy down there. Do you guys enjoy playing in sort of aggressive type game like that?
I love it. I mean, that's one of the best parts of the game. You know, it's a competitor's game. You know, when you get guys out there that like to compete and like to win, obviously it's going to get chippy out there, but you know what? You just got to talk with the pads.
I mean, yeah, along the same lines, you know, anybody that loves to compete is going to, you know, start chirping. So as long as you're able to back it up, you know, with the pads and, you know, technique and execution, right?
You talk about chirping. Keyshawn maybe chirping a little bit now that he's called. Ball carrying out his first down. Is that something that's going to deal with?
I don't know. No, Keyshawn's a pretty humble guy. I don't think he'll, you know, start chirping about that. So.
All right. Thanks, fellas.